You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who the hell is that?
What the fuck even is Vivo?
Because he was literally in the air. This was just him actually in the sky.
Like, imagine fucking dressing up as Pedo Bear. You are dressing as a pedophile character.
Bring back the fucking dislike button.
The year 2013. Location: your mom's house. I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyway, location: my ass.
What year was the best year of YouTube? And why was it 2013?
Why was it 2013?
Could it have been because we were number one most subscribed at the time?
Yeah, that's definitely why. But today we're gonna go through and look at all the YouTubers that were big in 2013, the trends, the music,
the fans,
the comments.
The website looked like, because it was a very different world.
It's a very different place.
This was like very soon after the algorithm was introduced.
Yeah, so we're gonna break down why we think 2013 could have been the best year of YouTube. Was it the best year of YouTube?
By the end of this video, we will have a consensus.
Maybe.
We will know for sure.
We'll know. We'll give you a definitive answer, and you can't have a different opinion from it. Because we said so.
And if you do, leave a comment. It's great for engagement.
Yeah, bitch. We thought the perfect place to start was maybe the YouTube Rewind, which was kind of like YouTube's way of like acknowledging like the biggest creators in the space. Mm-hmm. Although I think 2013 is when we saw a certain shift in the way that they showed YouTubers, because I think before this time, the Rewind was very like America-centric.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first time we start seeing like international creators, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. YouTube Rewind was the event of the year. Everyone was excited about it.
Yeah.
Everyone was so excited to see it, but mostly they were excited to dislike it and
yes.
hate it.
Yeah. Because it was always super cringy.
Yeah. But you know, everyone was united over hating it.
That's true. There's nothing that brought YouTube together like hating YouTube Rewind, or I guess like hating a Justin Bieber music video.
Yeah.
But YouTube Rewind was really what brought everyone together. And it's, in my opinion, the world has been worse off without it.
Yeah. And also, I think that YouTube has lost its sense of community in the same way that it was before, because everyone was watching the same video. Now everyone, it's all fragmented, you know?
Yeah, there's lots of different communities now.
Yeah.
It's like there's now communities in niches.
Yeah, there's not a united YouTuber community.
Which is honestly okay.
I'm fine with.
I'm okay with it.
It was bound to happen. It got, with this many people using the platform, it was bound to happen.
Yeah.
But let's look at it.
Let's watch it. Okay. Forrest, we're really big on YouTube. Okay, so we got Kid President.
What's Kid President doing anymore, and is he a kid?
I don't think Kid President is a kid anymore unless he's got that degenerative disease.
Mm. He's 20.
He's 20.
He's 20, so he's...
Is he still called Kid President?
His name is Robbie Novak.
Robbie Novak.
Does he go by Kid President anymore?
Okay, I gotta be honest, I never watched a Kid President video. What?
Did you?
Yeah, they would play it in school.
They played it in school?
Yeah.
I was out of school by this
That's
point.
True.
Kid President was for kids?
Well, it was like...
He was like kid.
Educational-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I just always assumed it was like... Because because Obama was president at this time, right?
Yeah.
I always just thought it was like an Obama impression from like a little kid. And so we can cut that out. But I mean, like, that's what I just, I never watched it. That's why I just
thought. You want to watch Kid President for the first time?
I don't really want to watch Kid President. I'm sure he seems like a sweet kid, but I was just like, oh, I don't think that this content's for me.
That's fair.
Because he's like, he's not actually the president. They're just lying.
I feel like around 2013 was the first year where there started to be an influx of YouTubers that I couldn't even keep up with or keep track of.
Yeah.
I think up until then, I was able to kind of know who everyone was that
right.
was popular.
Yeah, Kid President's the first, probably the first content that I never watched from a YouTube Rewind, maybe.
Ever?
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Twice 13. Let's do this.
Is that where you got the name of your show?
Yeah. Okay.
I remember these shots.
Hey.
Ryan Higa. Yeah, Ryan Higa.
That's our boy Ryan Higa of the channel Niga Higa.
I remember being on this shoot this day because I think they were literally taking him up in a plane. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
They were literally
that, like, little airstrip in it wasn't like Long Beach. It was like South Bay.
I don't know where it was.
Yeah.
Have no recollection of how I even got there. But I remember Ryan Higa was like, well, I'm going out in a plane. And then I was watching this, looking for the epic shot of like it being even obvious that Ryan was in the sky. They could have shot this in front of a green screen.
Truly.
This or was just, him actually in the sky.
They could have just shot this literally in front of a white screen. Look at that.
Yeah, or like it's a slightly totally, bluish tinted screen.
It's totally just whited out outside. Because
he was literally in the air.
Yeah.
This is where YouTube budgets went back then, man.
Well, because the YouTube just paid a production company to shoot all of this.
Yeah. I feel like their only direction was like make it look really good.
Yeah.
And that was it.
All right, so right off the bat, we got two songs. We got two of the big songs. What does the fox say? And
hey, hey, hey!
Oh God!
Is that
that's blurred lines.
Blurred lines. It's
all right. So
wow, Mr. Guitar Man. Oh, there is a shot where you kind of tell that he's actually in it, but
so wait, they had to have like a helicopter or another plane chasing the plane.
Yeah. Yeah, for that, for this, for that. Well, I guess we have over his shoulder, but they could have easily. Sorry, I'm losing my mind over the fact that they actually got him to fly a plane for that.
Oh man, is this the Screaming Goats year?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh,
Jenna! Goat.
Goated.
Jenna Marbles doing the, came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, I remember seeing this set too, it was crazy here. Wow. Yeah, Miley, this is like one of Miley Cyrus's.
Was that Brittany Mota?
Was it?
Bethany Mota.
Bethany Mota. So.
Yeah, Daystorm.
So Bethany Mota is like the, I would say like Bethany Mota was like the second generation of like beauty
Bethany
influencer.
Bethany Mota walked so Emma Chamberlain could run.
Yeah.
She was the it girl, like the OG.
Oh yeah, I mean like YouTube, I remember, I think one of the first times that I saw anything of Bethany Mota was when YouTube, they promoted like several YouTubers and put them on like billboards and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like
one of the first.
She was one of them, yeah.
Yeah. I think she was at the beginning of, like, I think she ushered in the second generation of Beauty Guru on YouTube.
Yeah. Because Michelle Phan, obviously the first.
Yes. Oh, Red Link are there. Oh, hey, shit.
Hannah Hart.
Otobuscus. Do I know them? I don't think I know some of these people.
Harley.
Chester C. Walking goats in the desert.
Epic.
Where do you think they actually got, like, they had to find, like, a desert dune, too, with goats?
Well, I mean, there's dunes in Southern California.
Sure, but they also had to get goats for it. This is, it's just crazy the amount of production that went into this.
Oh, like, it is, totally. I mean, the budget's probably...
It's gotta be what, like...
A milli.
You think it was a million? It might have been a million, because...
I would say.
Because on the day that we shot, they only shot our stuff and Ryan Higa's stuff. And that was one full day.
That was one full day.
Yeah.
And they had, like, location.
And they had, two little planes for it. for them to shoot Ryan's shots. And then us, they had this RV, which we'll get to in a second.
And that's like 5 seconds worth of
yeah,
what was recorded.
One full day for 5 seconds.
So I would say probably a million.
Oh, look, there's an RV out there too.
We got Jimmy Fallon here, who is like probably the first like late night person to like
infiltrate YouTube.
Yeah. And then like he became like the YouTube darling for, I want to say like almost like a decade.
I think this was the first year where YouTube started feeling like, oh, we're mainstream.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, we're not just like the side of the internet that's weird anymore.
Mm-hmm. And this is like, oh my gosh, mainstream's noticing us.
Yeah. Senpai. And then,
oh, wow.
Hold on, I'll go back. First of all, Epic Mealtime was like at their peak popularity at this time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we get Lena.
Okay, so overly attached girlfriend, was that?
Yeah, Lena. I think she was probably, I think that meme probably blew up like the year beforehand. Or maybe it was that year, shit.
She was probably one of the few people that was able to like become like a meme face and then transition that to like
her own career.
Like a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Like I remember like a few years after this, I met Bad Luck Brian.
Oh yeah.
And he was like in the process of like trying to spin up a career.
Yeah. When you met him, was he wearing the outfit?
He was wearing...
Was he wearing the cardigan with the...
He was wearing a shirt with the meme on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it's a good starting point.
Yeah.
To like be like, oh, is this meme? And then make a thing. Like, you could say we kind of did the same thing. Like, we were...
Oh, you got it.
Whoa.
Oh, nice. Dude. Dude, I think I just prevented Zika.
You did, and
that
we
was
also
a mosquito.
Just was this our first? Is this our first snuff film?
Dude, the Buddhists are gonna be so pissed.
Yeah,
I just saved the entire studio.
How much blood was in it?
No blood, actually.
Wow, so it hasn't sucked anyone.
Hasn't
here.
Sucked anyone off. Tangent alert: I was at the La Brea Tar Pits, and they had signs up that said West Nile virus warning.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that so a thing right now?
We can get West Nile virus now, I guess.
Oh, that's exciting. I always love a new Brett.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was one of the first people to launch a meme image into a career.
Why do you know her on a first name basis? Have you interviewed her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, that's her name.
Women okay. have names.
This is the first I'm hearing that women have names. In 2013, they did not.
Believe it or not, her name was not Overly Attached Girlfriend.
Lainey?
Lena.
Lena. Got it. What's she doing? What's she doing nowadays?
You know, content creator stuff.
Is she?
Yeah.
Why you always lying?
Tyler Oakley? I barely recognize
Tyler Oakley, yep. Doing the Lady Gaga thing.
Yep. And this is, what is the Fox say stuff?
And then...
Who is that?
She did like a dance thing. It was like... Does anyone remember this person? I want to say she did like a... Like a dance thing.
Who the hell is that?
Let's see if I can find it. Old lady dance.
2013.
I don't think I'm gonna find it.
What is
it? Was it like a Jesus thing? Was it like dancing for Jesus or some shit?
Oh, that sounds right.
Old lady dance.
Just looking at her, she looks like someone that would dance for Jesus. So I'm just guessing that's probably it.
Dancing meme?
Wait, couldn't I scroll down for details and find out who the hell this is based on the...
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
What's her name?
Prancer size, that's what it was.
Oh really, and was she saying like, dance for Jesus?
It was a fitness workout. She's just doing like a fun little like prancing dance. This is her workout.
How many views does this have?
16 million. This is not
a fitness video, it's her going like this.
Well, it's Prancercise.
Can you do the dance for people at home who can't see that?
It's an active dance, so it's something like...
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is good for fitness. How many calories do you think you're burning right now?
I mean, like honestly, like, because like, you're activating your calves, quads,
yeah.
Your arms are staying
full,
up.
Full body exercise.
You're getting some like delt workout.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Is this delts?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get some, like, it's like honestly like kind of fun.
Oh yeah, full body?
Yeah, and you're like skipping, so it's like kind of.
Okay.
Oh shit, sorry.
It's all good. Hey, if I keep going, you could keep doing that too. I'm not gonna have any issue with you continuing.
So I think we'll probably see her prancercise here.
All right, we'll see. Stop talking and do some walk.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. She is pransensizing.
This is the worst reading.
Why is what is a heard. And why is What Does a Fox Say so cringy?
Well, I think it's like the same as like Baby Shark, where like kids like loved it and played.
I feel like Baby Shark's less cringy than What Does a Fox Say?
I think also because this is 2013, mm-hmm. and there's something that's like really annoying about like electronic pop music of like the early 2010s.
Yeah.
I will like give credit because like What Does the Fox Say was an intentionally comedic song. So there are some funny parts to it, but after you mm-hmm. hear it a couple times, you're like,
also it was,
you've heard it enough.
It really spawned people going around just making annoying sounds. That's really...
The internet was really good at doing that.
Yeah.
Just making annoying sounds. They did make a song that I thought was funnier. That was all a song about who builds a Stonehenge.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
But I feel like that was funnier only because it was less popular.
I just think it was like a funnier concept. Because why would you build a Stonehenge?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're asking the real questions. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, What Does the Fox Say? Were they Swedish or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, we're not even halfway through this.
Yeah, sorry. This was a...
I can't even tell who's in those outfits. They might be famous YouTubers in those outfits.
Ooh.
Fine Brothers.
Okay, so we got some dancers, maybe.
Yeah, but I can't even keep track of who anyone is. Okay, D-Tricks. Annoying Orange.
There we go.
Oh, she's levitating. Are these the people that wouldn't be in the video, but they got footage?
It must be.
Dave
Wow.
Days?
Wow, Harlem Shake.
Harlem Shake, wow, they got... I just seen Warp Zone was in there. They actually got the Screaming Goats to scream. Was that Magic of Rahat?
What was that? Was he
that a magician? Was a prank YouTuber. He started off as a magician that became a prank YouTuber. And he would like turn himself into the seat of a car and go through a drive-thru and look like no one was driving.
I remember that. That was actually a good prank.
Yeah, it was.
Because when I hear prank YouTuber, I just think like the worst possible content.
No, there was no groping.
Why is there like a magician to like bad content pipeline though?
Less often now, but there was one, I feel.
Yeah. Although I will give credit that the seat prank quality.
Yeah, that was absolute quality. And then we got Sesame Street. I think YouTube was very excited about this idea of mainstream media being part of YouTube. Because I don't think anyone was like, I go to YouTube for Sesame Street.
Right. Oh, we got Corridor Digital.
Corridor Digital. They're still bussing. It.
Oh. That's the most 2013 thing ever.
You see Macklemore?
Yeah.
At all.
Macklemore. Oh, man. Man. Slow-mo, guys.
Slow-mo, guys.
And this is real. This explode. Oh, there's the goats right there.
And yeah. Twerking was popular. Also, I like how they're implying that we're cooking meth, too.
Honestly, I don't think twerking was popular yet. I think we did this before it was big.
Oh, you think we invented it?
We definitely did not invent it, but I think we did this before twerking.
No, because wasn't the VMAs with blurred lines when Miley was twerking everywhere?
Miley was twerking in the VMAs with
and her tongue out everywhere?
Yeah. So we were doing the Miley Cyrus thing.
Yeah. Because everyone knows Miley Cyrus was the one that created twerking.
Yeah, it wasn't us, it was Miley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this was playing off of Breaking Bad, biggest show at the time.
Mm-hmm. We're wearing the underwears because Walter White was in his undies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, we hadn't experienced twink death yet. And,
No, I have, definitely.
At this point?
Yeah, definitely. I got a beard.
Okay. I just like that YouTube is like, yeah, they're meth heads.
That makes sense.
These two are the meth heads.
Well, hold on. Walter White wasn't a meth head.
Oh, you're right. He was just cooking.
He was just cooking.
You're right. He wasn't using. Lots of twerking stuff. The Woman on Fire.
Yeah, this was like a commencement speech that somebody gave that they're like, you can do anything or something like that. I want to also point out, I don't think the Screaming Goat was ever real.
In real life, you mean?
Yeah, like the scream from the goat, that was...
Oh, it was always a human?
It was always Yeah, it wasn't a real goat that screamed.
Oh.
Like, we've been lied to. They're just lying.
Where'd you hear that? Did you just think of that?
The internet.
And then say it as fact? I think you just thought of it and then said it as fact.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
Where'd you hear that? I heard it.
Screaming.
I heard it.
Is the screaming goat real? This person on Reddit says they accidentally debunked the screaming sheep video and found the original.
Accidentally?
And found the original scream audio.
Is this where you heard about it the first time? Was it on Reddit?
I don't go on Reddit.
Where did you get your info?
Then another post on Reddit. Today I learned that screaming goat video did not actually feature a goat screaming.
Oh.
Can you do your best goat impression?
This is a lot of pressure.
I thought that it was...
Have you ever heard a real goat?
I'm impersonating screaming goat meme.
Both of you are so off from what the screaming goat sounds like.
No, I wasn't doing screaming goat. You asked me to do a goat impression.
I mean, a screaming goat is what I meant.
Ah! I can't do it. It's too high.
Really, Aaron, what is it? Can you tell me?
I don't want to do
that. Can you do it for us?
You don't want to do it?
You're mic'd up. You got to do it.
I'm thinking of Scott because I don't want to scream. It'll.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Sound operator's going to be pissed if you scream.
All right.
Okay. Grace. Warp Zone. Freddie Wong.
Wait, when did the logo lose an arrow?
Huh?
No. This isn't the logo. This is the rewind logo.
It's the whole motif of the video.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
This was the motorhome that we were filming in. I think.
Yeah. They're implying that we're in it right now.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that. Because we know the reality, we weren't actually in there.
I know, but they're implying that we blew up with our meth.
That's crazy. Okay. This explosion is actually fucking sick.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's real. That's a real explosion.
And those are real goats. Just as a reminder. True.
That's a real forest, too. That's a real tree.
Interesting.
And then.
Oh! And then everyone at the time was like.
Brighton.
And everyone's like, where the hell's PewDiePie?
Yep. And they clearly, like, didn't capture sound on this, like.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming they just. Do you think they sent somebody there to film that?
I think they sent their B unit.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think they spent like $1 million on that.
It might have been more, because honestly, I think they literally sent a team out to Brighton to shoot with PewDiePie.
Because if they shot for like 2 weeks, like that's...
Yeah, I think PewDiePie was the only YouTuber that they were willing to travel to.
I think so. Oh, they got Girls' Generation? Dang.
I feel like this was the last year where it really was like a homegrown feel on YouTube. We started to get some of the mainstream media in. And then I think by 2014, a lot of the Viners started coming in and people started realizing they could make a lot of money on YouTube and everything shifted. I feel like 2013 was the final year.
It was definitely still homegrown feeling.
YouTube.
Like,
yeah.
It was still just like singular creators kind of like doing their thing. There wasn't really like a meta yet. Like, I think this is about the time that, like, the algorithm was starting to, like, happen.
Yeah, I think the algorithm was introduced late 2012 or even early 2013.
Because gaming was, like, just starting to get massive.
Oh, yeah, and...
Because PewDiePie in that, because in 2013 is when we were last most subscribed.
Yeah, that was the final year. I have the most subscribed list right here.
Oh, okay,
here we go. From 2013.
Oh, look at that.
We were the top most subscribed in January 2013. We became the top most subscribed, and we held it, I think, for like a little over 200 days before PewDiePie passed us.
Okay, yeah.
And it was the introduction of the algorithm that started rewarding longer view duration.
Yeah.
And frequency of upload. And PewDiePie, he didn't craft that. Like on purpose, he was just releasing Let's Play videos that had a lot of watch time, and he was releasing them every day. So he just like was perfectly there at that right moment when the algorithm shift happened.
Yeah,
and it started pushing the shit out of his content.
Pushing the shit out of it.
Yeah, Smosh is now the most subscribed channel on YouTube with 7 million subscribers. Can you imagine 7 million subscribers is all you needed?
Yeah. Oh, so okay.
And then Ray William Johnson was number two.
He was right behind us, yeah.
We had just passed him. 6.9 million. Smosh vaulted over Johnson to take the top spot in the middle of January.
So like Ray William Johnson was like,
I don't think that is an equivalent. I mean, Ray's still making stuff too to this day.
Right, but it's not this. Well,
it's not host-led like in the same way.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like, it was a clip show.
It was essentially a reaction channel.
Yeah.
It was essentially kind of like a commentator reaction channel before they became what they are.
I feel like because of Ray, I think he went through a whole bunch of like legal stuff to fight for like fair use.
Fair use and reaction and commentary.
Yeah, because I feel like he was the first one that had to deal with it a lot. And I remember they had to go through like a whole bunch of legal stuff, which kind of like set the floor for like a lot of other people to use other people's content fairly and legally.
No, he did pave the way. And then Ryan Higa was right behind.
Yep.
He was the third most subscribed at the moment.
Sketch comedy. Still, this is like, again, these are like singular people making comedic videos.
Yeah, there's no corporations really at the time. I mean, at this point.
And it's still comedy.
That's true. Comedy is the lead. At this point, we had already sold Smosh to what became Defy, and this was 2 years into it. But we were still pretty much making the videos exactly like we always had.
So PewDiePie passes up. In what, like?
August.
August? Mm-hmm. And this is January of that year.
And this is January of that
year. He's not even top three in here, which like shows just how fast he like climbs.
He started getting over 1 million subscribers in a month.
That's crazy.
Jenna Marbles, obviously the GOAT. But then PewDiePie in here is number eight most subscribed with 4 million. You could be number eight most subscribed with 4 million subscribers at the time.
And within that span of January and when he passed us, his subscribers almost doubled.
Yeah.
Like, that just shows like the kind of like acceleration that happened on YouTube at this time.
And look, this description, Forbes did not even get it when they wrote this. Apparently a lot of people on YouTube like to watch a Swedish guy play video games. Yeah. And that's what their description was.
It's so funny. Like, I feel like this always happens when there's like a new meta on YouTube where like you get these articles that are written. They're like, yeah, apparently people like watching this thing. I don't get it. But then like 2 years later, there'll be like a new meta and they'll be like, well, everyone likes PewDiePie because of this. But now there's this other stupid thing that's coming up in the world.
Yep. Yep.
What do you think is what's the current? What's the current
meta that people don't get?
Yeah, probably TikTok.
TikTok in general.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just TikTok in general.
It's just TikTok, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
One Direction was on this list?
Aaron, your boys.
One Direction, sorry, it wasn't One Direction, it was One Direction Viva.
This was their prime, 2013.
Really?
Which
how old are they in this?
Which music video is this? And why are they in jail?
Oh, no.
You don't know this music video?
Is it Kiss You?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is. It is because either, I think Niall kisses Harry right there in this frame on the cheek.
Oh, was that a formative yeah. moment for you?
I was an Aries shipper, so.
Do you remember where you were when you saw the kiss?
No.
Oh.
But I know where I was when Zane left.
Oh, where were you?
I was on vacation.
Oh. Did it ruin your whole vacation?
It was a bummer for sure. It was the day before my birthday.
Probably your fault. Is that Liam in the back? I feel like they told him it was gonna be like a prison. And he was like, oh, I gotta get my hair looking like prison. So he shaved it, and then he came to the shoot, and he was like, what the fuck?
Did you lose respect for him when he cut his hair?
I didn't really like pay attention to him. I don't really remember.
No, yikes.
Moving on.
Should I get the hair? Should I get Zane's hair?
Blonde Ian.
Dude, that hairline is wild, dude. He's got like a two head.
It might be combed down in the front.
No, that's a quiff. No.
Dude, that's crazy. I think like in regards to like, to talk about subscribers, like, I think that people cared about it, like really cared about subscribers.
Well, every subscriber was notified. Being subscribed was the only way you would see a video.
Yep.
So subscribers meant a lot more. And if you had 1 million subscribers, you had 1 million people that were being notified of your content.
Well, and people took it, like viewers took subscriber counts so seriously. Mm-hmm. Like when somebody got passed up on like the most subscribed list, they're like, wow, you guys fell off.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the hatred that went towards Fred was because he was number one most subscribed. They're like, why is he most subscribed? He's not like people took like the most subscribed as like being the marker for quality because there was not really that many other ways to figure out what was quality on YouTube other than like views and subscribers. So if you were the most subscribe to channel, you must be the most best creator on YouTube, which at this time we were.
Yeah.
Did you feel pressure to stay the most subscribed?
There's definitely a lot of pressure.
There was definitely pressure, and especially because people, when they were finding, if they had just kind of heard about YouTube, which sounds weird now, but a lot of people were just hearing about YouTube, they would say, what should I watch? Oh, I'll go see what's the most popular. And then they would see this. I just pulled up our YouTube channel from 2013. This is 2 months after we became most subscribed. We had 8 million subscribers, 2.1 billion views.
Damn, look at that.
And 2.1 billion views on just sketches and music videos.
Yeah.
Just sketches and music videos. That's crazy.
Did also, you make this layout? Like, what is this cardboard?
Okay.
Yeah, so, kind of.
So YouTube was kind of, at this point, was kind of like MySpace in that you could design your channel a little bit.
Yep. So after we sold Smosh to Alloy, which became Defy, they wanted to give the website a whole refreshed look. I had been.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Charge the website up until then, so I was like, thank God, take this shit off my hands. And what they came back with was cardboard. They said, oh, you know, a lot of your old videos are about, you know, being homegrown and how anyone could make it, cardboard.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, sounds good. And then they got deep in it. I was like, this just looks like shit.
I get it.
I get it, but it also looks like shit.
Well, because it also went with our logo, the spray paint stencil on cardboard.
And that only came from the cardboard aesthetic.
That one came first?
It was in conjunction. At some point, we decided cardboard's our whole jam. But yeah, no, I designed this website, this channel, because people used to go to channel pages a lot. And you could include links, so like this link is to go to our website, and you can literally click this button here.
Whoa.
They let you program it so that within your image on your header, you can make little links.
Look at that Twitter logo.
Whoa.
Facebook, funny.
Yeah, and we were still advertising people to go to our website and watch bonus content before we had memberships.
Yep. We made better ad revenue on our website.
And it gave us a sense of longevity because at this point, it was still unsure if YouTube was going to be forever or not.
Yeah, so we knew that like we could control how people saw our content on our website. So the goal was to come to our website instead of YouTube, which could easily just demote our videos.
Dude, look at our most recent videos at this time.
Yeah, they're popping the heck off.
Dude, 1 month ago, we had Disney Star Wars. That is a great thumbnail.
Wait, are those...
5 million views.
Is that views... Now, though?
No.
Are you sure? That's crazy to me.
Yeah, because that's 14 million views now. Yeah, it got 5 million views in 1 month. My Bobblehead is Evil, 4.2 million. This weird video we made about getting 2 billion views and exploding a cake, 3.7 million. We're in Super Mario, almost 5 million in a month. This, like, weird That Damn Neighbor video.
That's crazy.
Our crap rap. Got 2.5 million. We had this video promoting our new mobile game.
Yep.
3 million in 2 weeks.
That's insane.
We made a video about you being annoyed that your grandpa was dying. 2.5 million. And we made a video about sexting gone wrong, almost 2 million in 2 days.
Hell yeah, throw that censor bar on there.
Do you think the content was better at this time, or do you think YouTube was just less oversaturated?
There's literally less content to watch.
The content was not better. It was just that there was less, and it made each piece of content feel more special.
Yeah.
I feel like now if you watch a video and you're just slightly disinterested in it,
yeah,
there are 10 other better videos right below it recommended to you.
Yeah, I mean, I do that with content that I watch. If I'm like, eh,
yeah,
then I'm like never going to click on that channel ever again.
Yeah, I'll watch like 3 minutes, and if I'm bored, I'll click on the next one. And sometimes if I'm looking for something specifically, there will be a bunch of videos from different channels.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, okay, who has the better thumbnail? Okay, now I'll hover over it, and I'll see a little bit of it play. I'll be like, yeah, that looks right. But back then,
yeah,
you went on a video not knowing anything about it except whatever the thumbnail was and title.
Do you prefer how it is now, or do you miss when you had less options?
I don't know. Like, I think that there was like a sense that there was a community and everyone was coming up together. But maybe I just felt that way because we were on the top. I watch way more minutes of YouTube.
But I think it's less memorable minutes. Does that make sense?
It's more disposable.
It's probably more disposable, what's it called, like passive viewing.
Yeah, but I think that the quality of output has gotten much better.
The quality of output has,
at least what I watch,
gotten much better, but because there was less competition on YouTube, it felt like each piece of content was more special.
Yeah, like it didn't feel like everyone's like competing for like airtime. Yeah, and also like, there was still like weird stuff.
Like what?
Freddie W was like creating, like you never knew like what kind of video they were gonna put out next.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, you have a hit format, great. Continue with that format.
Yeah, I feel like back then people, there were a lot more channels that were like variety.
Yeah.
Where you didn't know what you were gonna get each time. All you knew was that it was something that that person had made.
Yeah.
But now it is more about formats. And it's almost like you go to different channels for different formats.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to like stick to this like review format where you review cringy content.
I feel like if people don't know what to expect in a video, they won't click it now.
Yeah.
But back then it was kind of an adventure. You're like, what the fuck could this be about?
Totally.
Like this video, my stupid dying grandpa. Like what could that be about? This year of YouTube was really great for so many reasons because it felt like the community was still there. And it felt like you could mention a YouTuber and most people who were fans of YouTube would know who they are and be like, oh yeah, I know who they are. But now,
right,
you can mention a YouTuber with over 15 million views and you might not who they are. No.
Right. I think because I was wrong about the rewind. That wasn't when they branched out to international. Like they were they were kind of feeling it out. Like they had Girls' Generation on there, which were a K-pop group that were like super big 10 years ago. They were like the Blackpink, but before Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think this was the beginning, but they didn't start really truly acknowledging the international YouTubers until I think the next year. And that's when it was like, wait, I've never heard of this channel, and this person has like, yeah, eight million subscribers or whatever the situation was. Yeah, this was like for an American YouTuber around the last year that I was like, oh, I know everybody.
Yeah.
But it was very clear, like, and I think it probably just like with like the advent of like high speed internet becoming more of an international thing,
mm-hmm.
that allowed for other YouTubers in other territories to become popular because people from those regions had internet that was good enough to watch YouTube videos.
You know, I think that one other big reason that this era still holds a special place in my heart is because it wasn't really about discourse. YouTube was like, here's fun entertainment, and it was less like, here's something to get angry about. Here's this drama going on. Here's this political thing going on. I mean, there was news, but it felt like there was news and then entertainment. It wasn't like meshed into the same, which
yeah.
it kind of feels like it is a bit more now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of commentary now. Because, I mean, that's part of the meta is like higher output. And
yeah.
Commentary does.
I feel like Let's Play videos like PewDiePie kind of set the stage for what was expected on YouTube, which was like high output, longer content, less pre-production time, less writing.
Mm-hmm.
So at this era, though, there was still, what is your creative mind coming up with and how are you turning that into a video?
Scripted.
Yeah.
Like sketch.
But by the end of this year, I think the meta had started to shift because people saw what PewDiePie was doing. And then they realized, oh, we need to pump out a lot of content and it needs to be long.
Happy Wheels.
Oh, shit, dude. Happy Wheels. And here's what the interface looked like on YouTube. You know, you'd click on a YouTube channel and it would be this clusterfuck of just colors and shit. But the front page was just this very bare white backdrop. This is when they just introduced algorithms. So it was like, here's three music things that the algorithm's suggesting you. Here's three movie things. Here's some sports.
Oh, here's John McAfee, the famous John McAfee that... Wait, did he die? He's dead, right? Did he die?
I don't even know who that
is.
He was the guy that created McAfee antivirus. Then he fled to like Nicaragua and was maybe killed people. He might have had his neighbor murdered. And then I think he killed himself. He was wanted by the government.
Oh, cool.
For I think like evading taxes or something.
Oh, he knew how to evade viruses.
Yeah.
Like, didn't know how to evade taxes.
You can evade viruses, but you can't evade the U.S. government.
It's just wild, though, because this is everyone's front page. Yeah, it'd be different videos within each category, but everyone would see some music suggestions, news, music. And then there was the most popular of the day here, just like hidden in this little tiny corner.
Oh, yeah.
This is where they shoved the most popular list, which used to be... much more highlighted.
Dude Perfect's on there in sports.
Yeah, yeah. And now the algorithm has evolved or devolved, however you look at it, to just be what it thinks you want, regardless of what the category is. They don't tell you what the category is. It's just like everything's all in one spot now.
Dude, look. In music. Gangnam Style.
No, that's Gentleman.
No.
Oh, this too?
Oh, so this must have been, so this was a little bit after Gangnam Style then, because Gentleman was his second big.
But it was still showing up in the most popular?
What the fuck, the Gentleman? I'll be honest, when Gangnam Style came out.
You were super into it, right?
I was super into it.
You learned the dance too. This came out 2012.
And they didn't honor Psy in.
No, they did in 2012. They did in 2012.
Did they in 2012?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see. Because it already has 1.6 billion views. Okay.
Yeah. They did in 2012.
So was it just on the top still?
I think it was just still raking in the views. Anyway, so let's talk about your Gangnam Style phase.
Well, I guess we'll have to save that for 2012.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you mean by Gangnam Style phase?
You had a phase.
What do you mean?
Gangnam Style phase.
I love the music video.
You learned the dance, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I remember there being like an Ian's board where you're doing Gangnam Style dance.
It's a pretty easy dance. I feel like he could do it.
Really?
I don't think I learned the Gangnam Style dance.
Well, you knew how to fake it.
It's just like...
It's this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You knew how to do that.
Okay.
I feel like two types of videos come to mind for this era, and it's coming out videos.
I think it's always been popular to come out, right? Like, at least in the past...
I don't think 2013 was like a watershed moment for coming out.
I think it was. I guess Troye Sivan, 2013.
Okay.
Troye Sivan, huh? Were the MagCon boys big in 2013?
No, but O2L was.
Whoa, Kung Fury. Mm. Dude, I remember when Kung Fury came out, everyone was like, whoa, this is sick.
So then I clicked a little bit later in the year. This is the final day of 2013.
Okay.
This is what the front page looked like at this point.
Oh, Kung Fury official trailer. That's when they announced that they were going to make a whole movie about it.
They removed the most popular list.
Dude, How to Train Your Dragon 2 official trailer? Dude, that movie fucks.
I don't see a single coming out video on this most probably.
Well, because this is the last day of the year.
Oh, okay. People aren't coming out on December 31st.
No.
They're celebrating. Yeah.
No, you have to wait till the winter.
All right. Let's pull up one of Jenna Marbles' videos.
Okay, yeah. My boyfriend does my makeup tag.
Classic.
Is that Max No Sleeves?
Probably.
I do my boyfriend's makeup. Drunk makeup tutorial. 2-minute cardio motivation.
Is that her real abs? All right, so this is what the content was.
Oh my God.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that was always the worst part about her videos.
Jenna.
The fucking worst part.
Jenna, why'd you do that? Fuck, man.
You would always, I remember like being in the airport and hearing somebody watching a Jenna Marbles video. And you would know because you'd be like, wee, 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 wee. Like, this is proof that like YouTube was not optimized at this time. People did not understand what constituted, like, that is horrific. Like, silence first. You think, is my sound broken? You turn your audio up. Why?
All right, let's
Jenna Marbles, blogger and entertainer.
Oh my god, so much caffeine. So last week I made we drunk
me. The generic GarageBand music in the background. Dude, we use that in so many of our tracks.
Because there was no such thing as like getting like licensed.
Yeah, no royalty free.
Yeah.
This week I want to talk about better names for animals because I'm highly caffeinated and it seemed like a good idea when I started it. You ever hang out with little kids or like when you're a little kid and you don't know the word for something so you just use the words that you know to try and describe something? Like, you know, a kid will call a car a rolling house or something hilarious but they don't realize it's hilarious. Well, I wanted to make up some better names for animals because whoever named...
I think one thing to point out here is the jump cuts. But there's no additional editing. Like nowadays, like it would be zooming in and throwing little memes on the screen and different sound effects. Like I
there'd
watch
be cutaways. It would cut to a skit.
Yeah, like I watch Chad videos and it's like there is something happening every second.
But she's dialed it down. This is what people demand out of content now.
But I would say like Chad is. I mean, it's not like Jenna Marbles, but if you were to compare the two, you'd be like, oh, this is like the logical evolution of like commentary.
She's like top tier commentary now as Jenna Marbles was top tier commentary then.
Yeah, but it's like there is a reference or something going on every single second that isn't just what she's talking about.
Yeah, it's highly produced. While it felt like at this time Jenna Marbles was just... Yeah. It feels like she thought of it on the day.
Yeah.
But I know Chad puts so much time and energy into her stuff where she thinks about it beforehand, obviously, and writes a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think Jenna wrote much.
I think people can't sit through this because nothing is happening.
Well, mm-hmm. also... Like,
you're listening to a person talk, which was enough back then, but it's not now.
Also, look at the way that the YouTube page is set up back then. I noticed a huge difference... and why people had lower attention spans back then. Because look at the videos that Jenna Marbles is competing with. Her own videos. At the time, they used to show more of that creator's videos next to them. When you started scrolling down past the end of the page, you start getting into other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, you're watching the content, getting recommended content by that same creator.
Yeah.
But now you're seeing like shit that looks way more entertaining, that's crazy thumbnails. People also haven't like locked down the thumbnail meta at this time. The thumbnail, like the shit in the thumbnails are too small and don't look good.
Yeah.
So I feel like someone like Chad, like the evolution's been so clear because she's had to make the content so engaging that you're not looking at other shit to click on.
Yeah, yeah.
Also the meta at the time was one video a week. I think Jenna released one video a week for a very long time as well.
Those came out on Valentine's Day.
Did a piss poor job in my opinion, could have done better. And since I'm forever 5 years old in the brain, this is what I think about in my spare time. So without further ado, here are some better names for animals.
How long was that intro?
Bumble ouchie.
45 seconds.
Overweight seals or sea shits. Peacocks are flamboyant chickens. Cats are furry terrorists. And hairless cats are tiny Voldemorts. Kangaroos are jumpy pouches. Rhinos are horny hippos. Or hippos with nose boners. Octopi are sucky arm underwater alien heads. Pugs are a squished up pile of dirty khaki pants. Elephants are giant upside down penis faces. Penguins are fat formal ducks. Zebras are Jersey Shore donkeys. Reindeer are coat hanger heads. Monkeys are hairy ass toddlers. Hamsters are greedy mice. These things are polar bears are racist bears, also known as Nazi bears or Hitler bears. Racist motherfucker. Beluga whales are shaped like a crooked dick fish. Lions are Fabio kitties. Stingrays are happy pancakes. Seahorses are chubby asses. Grizzly bears are those things everyone is looking for in national parks. Sloths are tree pedophiles. Look at that creepy ass fucking face. Snakes are moving sticks.
They got me.
Raccoons are hairy hamburglers. Squirrels are selfish. Ostriches are noodle neck velociraptors. Rabbits are dumpy don't bite me's. Beavers are fuck your tree rats. Horses are giant dogs. And foxes are sexy dogs. Chickens are and dinosaurs are fucking dead. Call me crazy, but those names are a lot better. I mean, don't even act like if you took your kid to the zoo and they were like, Daddy, I want to see the tree pet.
pedophiles that you wouldn't laugh because you know you would. Shit's ridiculous. Listen, make sure you subscribe to our channel.
Aww.
Oh,
buddy.
Mexican kitty and pointy kitty. Guys, it's not that serious.
It's Kermit, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Laugh like you fucking do.
I'm Kermit.
All right, see you next week. Bye, Spider-Man. Spider-Man, leave you my Valentine. Thanks. Dick Maui.
Wow.
So
content is very different.
No, no.
Oh, fuck. oh, Jesus Christ, content is different.
I mean, she's not wrong about any of those names.
No, no.
Also, I feel like in 2013, like making pedophile jokes was so common.
It was the common edgy.
Because that was probably around the time that like pedo bear was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
When that was like, be careful how you Google that. So,
wow,
pedo bear. This is the thing that, like, if aliens came to Earth and we had to explain pedo bear,
is it pedo or pedo?
Both. It depends if you're English
or English.
Not.
Yeah, pedophile.
Wow.
Okay, so this was like,
wow,
pedo bear was a bear that was a pedophile, and he would like, you had to watch out for him because he would like sneak up on you, and this was like the internet loved pedo bear. I even remember on Smosh Games, we played like a pedo bear game where you had to, he was like chasing you around.
This one?
Probably. Yeah, I think it was like a Gmod game.
Wow. But
I don't know if this is a 2013 thing, but I don't think people nowadays, Gen Alpha has never heard of pedo bear. Gen
probably
Z
for the better.
Probably on the tail end of it and was the target of pedo bear.
You heard of that?
Vaguely. It was a distant memory. I blocked it out.
You knew to watch out for him.
Yeah. This was definitely like a 4chan creation that made it out of 4chan somehow. Like, imagine fucking dressing up as pedo bear and going to a convention. You were dressing as a pedophile character. What? Who thought that was a good idea?
It was silly. At the time, I feel like the internet was so disconnected from reality.
Yeah.
That it felt like it was all a joke.
That's true.
It felt like everything on the internet was a joke.
I don't think any of us had ever heard of like the word grooming before. Like the subject of like children being like preyed upon online was like,
It was rare that we ever heard about it.
It was kind of like a distant joke of like, oh, like don't meet up with someone on MySpace because they're a 40-year-old man. Yeah, pedo bear was like so.
Dude, look at all these costumes.
Bro, that's so fucked up.
Oh my God, they're meeting children.
I'm not clicking on that. I'm gonna end up on a list.
I mean, he is kind of adorable looking, which is, I think,
that was the joke.
What made it?
I think the joke at the time was cute shit doing fucked up shit.
That's so true.
And that's why Jenna was like, "Oh, it's funny to call the cute sloth, pedophile tree file, whatever."
And we had like a character in our real Death Note that was called Hansel Thepido.
We were giving a reason to kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, it was super popular just to make edgy jokes because I think it was because everything on the internet seemed like it wasn't real.
Yeah.
But now the internet's just as real, if not more real, than everyday life.
True. Yeah, I feel like some people spend more of their time
looking at a screen
online than interacting.
Oh, absolutely.
In the real world.
I've been there. My most depressed days are there. I also feel like fan culture at the time was very different on YouTube. Like VidCons, of course, we were only 3 years deep into VidCon. A lot of times that was the only time that a fan had ever been exposed to seeing someone that they watched online.
Yeah.
So we would receive comments like, oh my God, you're real, like that kind of thing. We don't get that now. Like obviously people know we're real, but I feel like a lot of people have seen someone that they looked at online. Also, it's not as weird now to see someone that you've watched on your phone in person because now everyone has a fucking Instagram reel. I feel like it's normal.
I mean, everyone's famous now. Oh, how Houdini died in slow motion, smarter every day.
You know, part of the reason that got so many views?
Man titties?
Because it looks slightly pornographic. If you glance at it.
But also like,
oops.
I'm kind of interested. Well, he did die by getting punched in the stomach, but it was kind of his fault.
How Houdini died in slow motion?
Because do you know he would like, he told
people.
Oh,
that's gonna be loud.
Hey, it's me, Destin.
Oh.
Destin's still big online.
Australia?
There's no preview window?
No.
So he told people he could take a punch.
Yeah, I know, and then someone came up and then punched him.
And so people would just like randomly punch him in the stomach on the street. But then I think like the theory is that He made some enemies, like a guy was hired to punch him as hard as possible.
To kill him.
To injure him. And he refused medical and went on stage and performed and then collapsed.
Do either of you feel like you could take a punch?
Definitely not.
I think if Houdini taught us one thing, it's never announced that you could take a punch to the stomach publicly.
Guys, I could take a punch to the head.
You're gonna get knocked the fuck out.
I could take a punch to the head, but only when I'm like near like sidewalk curbs.
Someone's gonna punch you in the head.
Don't punch me, I will sue you.
You better watch out for VidCon.
Don't punch me. I can't take a single punch. I guarantee you, I cannot take a single punch. I'm gonna look up something dark, so I don't wanna.
If you could die from a head punch to the curb?
No, you definitely die from hitting your head on a curb. Don't try to knock anyone out around if there's concrete on the ground.
Except you.
Bad idea. 2013 VidCon, was that the first year in Anaheim?
No, 2012 was.
Cause they did, when did it start?
2010. 11?
2010. Okay, so yeah, because yeah, those first couple of years at VidCon were crazy because they didn't have proper security.
No, we would just sit.
And you would just walk through the expo hall to get to your thing.
Well, and the hotel too, because people could easily find out where the hotel was.
Yeah.
So a bunch of fans would just show up and stand in the hotel.
Yeah.
There was no security whatsoever.
Yeah.
None.
And like, they're just like, oh, it's, you know, it's okay.
But it wasn't that bad yet.
It wasn't bad. There were still mobs of people. It was still definitely like a safety risk for.
It wasn't as bad as it has gotten because now people will stand or just ride the elevator up and down to see who they could meet. Things like that.
They would do that then.
They were doing that then?
Fans would do that. They'd ride the elevator.
Oh, fuck.
At the hotel.
Mm.
But anyway, now it's maybe more annoying because those people are like trying to network.
Yeah.
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 I think that fandoms don't really take place on YouTube anymore. They happen on social media, on other like social media pages. Like, I think YouTube is like where you find the content and where you like, that's like where you see it, but then you interact with it on other sites.
Also, there wasn't video on other platforms that were popular. Instagram didn't have video, TikTok wasn't a thing, like there was no competition. If you wanted internet video, you could only go to YouTube. All the other sites were like rip-offs and like bootleg content.
Yeah.
So I feel like the only place you really had a community was like, I guess you could go on Twitter or Tumblr, but for the most part, you were just in the YouTube comments.
I'm glad that the ad revenue is better.
I'm glad fucking annotations went away.
Annotations.
You remember annotations? What?
What are those?
They're like things on videos. You could just add an annotation, a clickable link or text pop-up within a video.
Oh, yeah.
At any point.
Yeah.
They went away a long time ago. I was so annoyed by those, but I was like, well, I guess we have to play the game. So I would put the annotation over the whole screen. So if someone tried to pause, it would take them to our channel page. It was so fucked up, but I was like, well, try to pause. You're going to go to our channel page and then you're going to subscribe. And it worked.
Sure.
They went to our page, video loaded.
So you're saying that because of that, people watched our videos halfway through a lot of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm. But YouTube algorithm didn't care back then.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, annotations are pretty silly.
In terms of functionality, I feel like the website has become better in every way. Well, it's really like for the consumer to know, or the viewer to know if they should continue watching a video or which points of the video they should watch. I don't think that you could even speed up videos back then. Subtitles are common now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can highlight the timeline of a video and you'll be shown a graph of the most popular points.
Yep.
It might even auto fill in chapters so you know which points
skipping
you want to skip to. Yeah, you could skip through videos. And it gives you a preview now when you highlight over the timeline so you can see what's happening in the video. Like the functionality is just way better.
Yeah, I think all of the user experience has been dramatically improved, except for the no dislike button.
Yeah, how are we supposed to
bring
know
back the fucking dislike button? We're never living that down.
Although I don't think it matters anymore. It honestly doesn't matter.
I guess.
Because YouTube doesn't even take that into account.
I know, but I like to see when a video is like really hated.
Because you're a hater?
Yeah.
But I do miss, because there were so few YouTubers, I do miss the time where it did feel like there was a community of excitement around like who's going to take the top spot, who's going to make it into the top 10 most subscribed.
But I think that was more for us.
The viewers were into it too. Trust me, they let us know when we were not number one.
Oh, they let us know. They let us know because PewDiePie passed us up. We suck now.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so that this was a fun time. This is a pivotal moment in our career.
It really does feel like the bridge between innocent user-driven content.
This is the loss of innocence. This was the day the music died.
And the mass-produced, company-led, production company-led channels that we see now.
Yeah.
Also, collabing was very exciting back then. Being in someone's video.
Sure, yeah.
Very exciting. I feel like it's so common now. People are like, yeah, or they'll even like be like, yeah, I'll fly to LA, I'll be there, and I'll just do like 6 collabs while I'm there. But back then it was so special.
Discoverability was so much harder, so collabing was incredibly important because it was really the only chance to like reach a different audience.
And ironically, being in someone else's video was way more beneficial for you than having someone be in your video. So often people would kind of do like the collab trade to trade audiences. Yeah.
Vid for vid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that 2013 was the best year of YouTube.
Oh, really?
I think after reviewing this, I don't think it was.
What was it about it? What was it about this review?
I think the content was interesting, but it wasn't there yet.
Oh, so you think it might have been later?
Could have been.
Maybe we'll have to explore other years to find out.
I think we might have to explore other years to find out.
I kind of feel like it might have been earlier.
Interesting. When it was more innocent.
When it was more innocent.
This was the losing of innocence.
That's for sure. Yeah. And I think that the more oversaturated it became, it just like lost its sense of community. And the more I'm talking about it, I'm realizing how much the community on YouTube meant to me. Let us know what year on YouTube you think was the best era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll check the era out and say you're wrong.
Yeah, because Ian thinks it might be later than this. I think it might be earlier.
I think it's now.
Oh, yeah? Be here now.
Be freaking for real. Anyway, YouTube videos. This one's over. Go watch another one.
Go watch another flashback immediately.